الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, Alhamdulillah to the Father and Karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are once again in a very auspicious month, and that is the month of Muharram, after the month of Ramadan, Shahrullah al-Muharram, the month which has been connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, known as the month of Allah. That is the month of Muharram. Every month belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day belongs to Allah. The time belongs to Allah. But Allah specifically, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically mentions that this is the month of Allah. And of course, whoever keeps fast during any day in the month of Muharram, then he gets, according to the riwayat of Tabrani, he gets the reward of fasting an entire month. Then of course there is the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, which will be next Saturday, inshallah. So whoever keeps Roza on the 10th of Muharram, then there is great reward for him. The previous year's minor sins are all forgiven. The year that has just passed, all the minor sins are forgiven. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had exhorted the Sahaba when he learned that the Jews were also keeping fast on that day when he entered Madinah Munawwara. And he had seen that they were also keeping fast on the day of Ashura because Allah ta'ala had saved Musa alayhi salatu salam from Fir'aun and they wanted to express gratitude. Rasulullah says, we are more deserving of Musa alayhi salatu salam. We are more closer to him and therefore we should fast. And then he said that we should, if I live for the next year, the following year, I will keep a fast with this 10th of Ashura. So on the 9th, I will fast as well. So ulama say either 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th. Nonetheless, the topic is not on Ashura and Muharram today. The topic I wish to discuss with you today is that it is a quite common complaint of many a person that we don't seem to have any peace in our life. We don't have any rahat in our life. We don't have serenity. We don't have this peace of mind. We are always restless. We are not enjoying our sleep at night. There is bechaini, as we say. Restlessness. A person has to take medication. He has to take sleeping pills to get some type of rest. So I'm sure most of you would agree that this is a common problem. Many a times ourselves also. Or we hear from people, Marana, please make dua, I've got no chain in my life. I've got no rahat in my life. So we are seeking this peace. We are seeking this comfort. We are looking for a life of happiness, serenity, peace of mind. We are suffering from depression, anxiety, sorrows, grief, worries, trouble. And there are many causes for a person not having rahat in his life. A stressful life, there are many causes. In fact, I've been reading that even animals today, Even animals suffer stress. Now this is the effect because of the stress that human beings are enduring. And this rubs off onto their pets even. And of course, there are many reasons why animals also go through stress. But we see this is a very common problem now. We are looking for some type of peace, serenity. And the irony of things, you see, the irony of ironies is the following. That we have the means of rahat. We have with us all the asbab of raha. We have beautiful cars. We have beautiful mansions. We have all the material possessions of the world. Despite having all these comfort, despite having all these possessions, despite having the means of gaining the rahat we are seeking, for some reason we are not enjoying the rahat. For some reason we are not enjoying the peace. For some reason we are restless. And we toss and turn at night. And therefore we are searching desperately for some type of rahat in our lives. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned very simply that a person, or the meaning of many ahadith that he had mentioned, the meaning, the gist of all these ahadith, explained the reason why a person is not enjoying this comfort. So amongst many reasons, the main reason is the fact that man is not content with whatever Allah has given him. And because he is not content with whatever luxury he is enjoying, with whatever boons and favors he is enjoying, because he aspires for more, greed has settled into his heart. When he sees his friend's home, then he wants to match his friend's home. His friend pulls out a new car, then immediately it causes him pain. This is a sign of jealousy. Or he needs to be fitting in that circle, and therefore, whether he has the means or not, he will now seek to get a car like his friends. As we see, try to live like the Joneses. Now this is a clear sign that this man has got no qana'ah in his life. He's got no contentment in his life. There's an incident of a person, very wealthy person, and by no means are we hitting out at rich people. No, this is a ni'mat from Allah, make shukr. The point here today is that we should be content with whatever Allah has provided for us. Very wealthy person. He had so much of wealth that he had to deposit this in huge vaults. So he had a special security guard who was in charge of his vaults, his treasures. He wanted to test to see whether this person is watchful, is he vigilant, is he doing his duty properly or not. And also he needed to go and count his monies. So very secretly he sneaks into this huge vault that he has. He had a spare key, of course, and it so happened that this security was not standing there at that time. So he goes in,
And he's busy looking at the gold coins he has, the silver he has, the wealth that he has accumulated, the treasures he has. So much of it that he spent hours inside, totally consumed, totally absorbed by all the gold coins he had. And after a few hours, when he was now somewhat satisfied that he had counted or had a good, fair idea of what he owned, he decides to come out, but he finds that the vault has been locked. That same security guard happened to check up and he saw that the door is open, thinking that he had himself left it open. Now he locked it from the outside. This person is banging at the door from inside. He is screaming. He is shouting, but to no avail. After a few hours, he meets his fate, he meets his death in this huge vault of his, surrounded by all the gold and silver that he had possessed that could not come to his assistance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam therefore gives glad tidings to that person and he says, "Tuba liman hudiya ila al-Islam wa kana 'ayshuhu kafafan wa qani'a." Glad tidings to that person who has been guided with Islam. Allah has blessed him with Iman. And this is the most valuable and the most precious asset that any person can possess. A man has Iman, he is successful in dunya, qabr and akhirat. No Iman, you're a failure. You have lost everything. So whoever is guided towards Islam, he is very lucky, very fortunate. وَكَانَ عِيشُهُ كَفَافًا. And his livelihood, his means of livelihood is sufficient for him. He's not greedy. Every person has ambitions and goals in life. Nobody is stopped from earning a halal livelihood. In fact, Shariat encourages you. For Shariat has made it compulsory upon you to earn a halal livelihood. But Shariat does not want you to become greedy. Allah expects from a person to make shukr to him, to thank him for the bounties that he has been bestowed with. Allah wants us to show qana'at, and that's the lesson today, to be content. Therefore, in one hadith, Rasulullah says, do not look at those people who have more worldly possessions than yourself. Look at those below you. Look at those who are deprived of those bounties that you have been bestowed with. You have got a vehicle. Look at that person who's got no car. You've got shoes. Look at that person who's got no shoes to wear. You've got clothing. Look at those who have no clothing. You've got a home, look at those who have got no home like yours. Don't look at those who have got more than you. Why? Then you will be ungrateful to Allah. And all the time you will burn inside. You will suffer stress. You'll become a very anxious person. Restless. Your mind will not be focused. You will be sitting with your friends, with your family members, but your mind, your thoughts will be wandering elsewhere. وَكَانَ عَيْشُهُ كَفَافًا وَقَنِعًا. And this person is content. Rasulullah praised such a person who has got Iman, he has got sufficient livelihood, and he is content. And one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very similar hadith. He said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Most certainly successful, kamyab, is that person. That person is successful who has been guided to Islam. مَنْ أَسْلَمَ. Who has submitted, who has surrendered, who has brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His livelihood is sufficient for him. He is not stretching out his hands towards others. He's not borrowing from the bank. He's got no overdraft. He's not trying to compete with others. وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ. And Allah has given him that contentment with whatever Allah has provided for him. This contentment, respected brothers and elders, cannot be purchased with the rands and cents that we have. Let us listen very carefully. This contentment, or this rahat, this peace that we are striving for, that we are searching for, that we are seeking to acquire, this rahat, which we don't find in our lives, cannot be purchased by the material possession that we have. A person may be waiting for the pharmaceutical companies to produce such a pill, such a tablet, which is probably named Rahat, and will give him Rahat right till he leaves this world. There is no such tablet. It will never be produced. You want that peace? You want that Rahat? Allah has provided the solution for it. And Allah has mentioned in the 14th juz, Surah An-Nahl, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. It's not only the males who are seeking this rahat, the females as well. Allah has never forgotten the females. Allah addresses them in the Quran as well. And specifically this verse, where Allah says, whether the person is a male or a female, but the person does righteous deeds, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْكُمْ. Whoever does good deeds, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and he has iman. Iman is coupled with amali saliha, good deeds, righteous deeds. A person has to have these good deeds in his life. Let us aspire to increase our good deeds. Let us aspire to have a strong iman. What is the meaning of a strong iman? We have firm conviction in Allah. We have the certitude in Allah's greatness, in Allah's power. We firmly believe from the deep recesses of our hearts that Allah is the only provider. He is Razzaq. He is the nourisher. He is the protector. He is the controller of the entire world. Our lives are in His control. He does as He pleases. And therefore, any person who has this strong conviction in Allah, who is doing righteous deeds, then he will be content with whatever Allah has provided for him. He will be happy. He will be rida. He'll be radi, he'll have rida in him. Rida bima qasama lahu. With whatever Allah has provided for him, he'll have this contentment. A disbeliever who has no iman in his heart, because he fails to realize that Allah tests a person in this world, he fails to realize that everything is Allah's control, he does not believe in a hereafter, therefore, he continues having this greed in his life. He wants more and more. There is no end to his more and more desires that he has. There is no limit to his desires. There is no cut-off point. There is no moth in his life. He doesn't believe in it. There is moth. He does not believe in a death. He does not believe in the day of reckoning. He does not believe there will be hisab kitab. He does not believe that he has to account for his sins. He does not believe that he has to stand before his Allah. He does not believe in a paradise and Jahannam. He does not believe in all the horrifying events of Akhirat. And therefore any musibah that comes to him, he is unable to endure this pain. A loss of property, a loss of wealth, is a very great test upon him. He cannot bear this test. Contrary to a believer, he is able to endure the hardship that he is placed with. He is able to endure and bear and have the sabr. If he has to suffer any worldly loss, he loses his car, he loses some property of his, he experiences some financial loss, there's not the end of the world for him. Because he has tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has firm reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith has mentioned, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. How wonderful, how marvelous is the affair of a believer. Everything for him is good. If any good comes to him, if he is living a prosperous life, shakara, he makes shukr. And for him to make shukr, this is rewarding for him. This is good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّا صَبَرًا. If some harm comes to him, some hardship befalls him, he exercises patience and sabr. And the sabr is also good for him. This is only for a believer. This is not for any person else, anybody else. It is only a believer who will make sabr. It is only a believer who will make shukr. And these two roads leads a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned, he says, from amongst the great doors to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the greatest doors to reach Allah is the door of qana'at, is the door of contentment. The door of contentment. And this is something what we should be having in our lives. But the moment we have greed in our lives, as I mentioned in the beginning of the talk, then we are going to be living restless lives. We are going to experience stressful lives. There will be no sukoon, no tumaninat in our lives, no type of serenity. And all this becheni in our lives, this turmoil that our hearts will experience, will only cause greater loss to us. You know, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, whenever he experienced any worldly nuqsan, any worldly loss, he would say, I look at four things. This loss that I have experienced, this worldly loss, I make shukr that it was not a loss of my deen, my iman. It was not a hardship. It was not a disaster, a calamity on my deen. My iman is not lost. My deen is not suffering. It was a temporary loss, some worldly possession that I lost. Therefore I make shukr that Allah did not test me with regards to my deen. My iman is still strong. My iman is intact. My connection with my Allah is still strong. And then he says, I make shukr that this musibah could have been greater and Allah did not test me with a greater musibah than what he has given me now. And he says, I ponder and I reflect over the greatest musibah. Every single believer, every ummati has suffered. And that is the loss of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this world. The day he left this world, this was the greatest musibah for the entire ummah. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says himself, that whenever any musibah afflicts you, then think of that loss that you will suffer when I will be taken away from this world. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he makes shukr to Allah that it was not a loss in his deen, his iman. It was not a greater loss. And he says also that Allah has then afforded me the opportunity of exercising sabr, and for sabr the reward is limitless. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Limitless. When a person really makes sabr for any musibah, any difficulty, any affliction, any pain, any sorrow, any grief, any loss, then Allah rewards him immensely. There's no limit to it. In fact, there is a riwayah where some people will be going towards, proceeding towards Jannah. The angel will stop them. And the angel will say, Qifu, stop, where are you going to? And they will say, Nahnu ahli sabr. We were the people of sabr. The angel will say, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Salam, peace be welcome to you because of the sabr you exercise in the world. So a worldly loss is nothing compared to the loss of the akhirat. Therefore, Rasulullah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Man amila salihan minkum min dhakrin aw untha, wa huwa mu'min. Whoever believes in Allah and he has done righteous deeds, we bless him with a peaceful life. Hayatan tayyibah. We give him a ba-lutf zindagi, a life of happiness, as the Tani rahmatullah has given this translation. A serene life. Mufassirin have mentioned various tafsir. Some commentators have said, what is hayatan tayyiba? What we have explained all the time now, al-qana'ah. The person has contentment in his life. When a person has this contentment, then he will sleep a restful, a peaceful sleep at night. No need for taking any medication, any tablets, sleeping tablets. He's happy. Other commentators have said, Ar-rizqul halal, halal sustenance. Some have mentioned that it is the happiness in the qabr, the peace in the qabr a person will get. Some have said the peace in the hereafter. Some have said the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has Allah with him, when Allah is with him, then he enjoys the peace of this world as well. And even though this world is a prison for the believer, even though he is restrained, he is detained, he is prohibited from so many actions, he is restricted, but in this area of restriction, Allah still gives him serenity. Allah still gives him bliss and happiness. Allah still gives him some enjoyment. He still enjoys the life in this world. Yes, the hereafter, the life of the hereafter is far more enjoyable for him. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. In the hereafter, Allah truly rewards the person for the efforts he did in this world. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, our ulama have mentioned, make muraqabah, ponder, reflect, cogitate, that there is such a thing as maut, death. أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ. This is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that remember in abundance, remember frequently maut, death. Why? This is the cutter of all pleasures of this world. This is the terminator. Death cuts off all your ta'alluq you have with this world. Therefore make muraqabah that there is such a thing as maut. Reflect and think and ponder that you have to stand before Allah. There is a hereafter. You'll have to give hisab, reckoning, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nobody will be able to assist you. There is a hereafter, there is a qabr. You'll be questioning in the qabr. When a person reflects on these things, and he reflects on the fact that this world is not going to be everlasting. This world is fleeting. The things of this world are ephemeral. They are short-lived. They do not continue forever and ever. The kings of this world, all of them, all the presidents of every country, you may have the list of the 10 richest people in the world. Atika qasam in Allah. Not a single person will be able to take any of the material possessions he has in this world with him in the qabr. Nothing at all. He is draped in a kafan and he is placed into the qabr just like a poor person is placed. Again, This does not mean we are stopped from acquiring dunya. No. But let us show the contentment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the hadiths I mentioned to you, from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which emphasizes that let us show qana'at. We must be content with whatever Allah has provided for us. If we are content, then any loss a person suffers, any material loss, then it will not affect his heart. And if he does not get any gains, any profits, which he thought he would get, then it will not affect his heart. If he sees his neighbor more prosperous than him, then it will not cause any jealousy in his heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of bringing contentment in our lives. May Allah bless us with hayatun tayyiba. It's a very lengthy subject. But may Allah give us that bliss, that happiness, that serenity, that peace of mind. And may Allah remove that bechaini from our lives, those stressful lives, as I mentioned, because we are human beings are living such stressful lives, we have now even affected the animals, and they too are leading stressful lives. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. As you know, my grandfather has passed away this morning. May Allah ta'ala make his maghfirat. May Allah give him jannatul firdaus. And because du'as, inshallah, wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.